Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Well, the weather is getting warmer in theory, which means it's time to fire up those backyard grills. And some of you may be inspired to step up your grilling game once you hear from Andy Husbands and Chris Hart, because they are true grilling experts. They love cooking meat with fire. Chris and Andy are high school buddies who opened the restaurant Tremont 647 together in the South End more than 20 years ago. Since then, they've gone deep into smoky, juicy barbecue. Now Andy Husbands and Chris Hart have a new book called Pitmaster: Recipes, Techniques, and Barbecue Wisdom. We talked with them about the book and about the joys of smoked meat this morning at Andy Husbands' newest restaurant, The Smoke Shop, in Kendall Square. So here's Chris Hart.
Over the years, we've been inspired by various barbecue regions, so we kind of dug into those regions and met pit masters and learned about not just how do they cook the food, but how did they end up dedicating essentially their lives to cooking meat with fire.
And what attracts you both to that? Andy, I'll start with you. Cooking meat with fire, such a nice idea.
I mean, I think it's built into our DNA from our ancestors who ate some meat that was hit by lightning is kind of the start of it. So, well, it's risky, and you never know. It's like a concert. You never know if is it going to be perfect or exact. It's always changing, and just it's pretty exciting to me.
So when you say it's risky, it's interesting, because when I think about a restaurant, and we're in the smoke shop right now, you've got to do things more or less the same every day because the customers sort of expect it, right?
Yes, so consistency is important.
So that's got to be tricky when you talk about cooking with risky fire.
It is. And it's quite challenging. Sous vide, which we can dial in our temperature and hold our meat to exactly as it needs to be and then pick it up. We really have to pay attention to what we're doing, and it kind of ebbs and flows and constantly checking to make sure it's perfect as it needs to be.
Chris, what about your journey? Yeah, what attracts you to cooking meat with fire?
I think it's a lot of times you end up in the same place, a perfectly cooked brisket, but the way that you get there can be different every single time. And while the recipes in this book, and really any barbecue recipe, tends to be a little bit more of a guideline, and really what being a pitmaster about is, and what's great about cooking meat with fire, is trusting your senses and developing your senses. You know, how does the smoke smell? How does the bark appear? What is the sound of the crispy skin on a whole hog? And you can develop those senses, and it's the kind of thing that you only get from years and years of repetition. That's what kind of a pit master is. That doesn't mean you can't get started with just a few hours of experience under your belt as well, though.
Is this book for the novice, relatively inexperienced backyard barbecue person? Is that the idea?
We have this recipe called the 3-2-1 ribs, which Chris helped develop, and anybody can follow this recipe, and anybody will make some of the best ribs they'll ever have the first time out. But what the cool part about that is, the second time out and the third time out, it will be better and better. Like anything, I know sometimes today people want to just make it and it's fantastic, but a lot of things take practice. You could tell me how to do your job, but I don't think I can do your job tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to do my job. So 3-2-1 ribs. What's the sort of key thing to understand about making delicious ribs, Chris?
The key with all barbecue really is controlling your fire. You don't want to have a grill or a smoker where the temperature is up and down and up and down. You have a nice, consistent, clean fire. You're looking for some thin blue smoke coming out of your stack, not billowing white smoke. You want smoke to be an element of the flavor profile, just like chili powder or salt or any seasoning.
And what does the 3-2-1 refer to?
Three is 3 hours in smoke. 2 hours wrapped, protected from the smoke, where the meat can kind of tenderize, and then 1 hour out of the wrap to crisp up the bark.
Huh. Now, you're talking about a smoker, so I'm guessing that a lot of folks that think about throwing the odd steak or chicken on the backyard grill don't have a smoker. Is it an easy thing to get? What do you recommend?
You know, we're big fans of live fire, so we like charcoal and wood or wood chunk, and we try to stay away from gas when we're talking about barbecue. For a quick, easy one is a Weber Smoky Mountain.
Yeah, the Weber's a great choice. If you have a kettle grill, one of the great ways to use a kettle grill is to build a two-zone fire, turn all the vents down a lot, and just let it kind of smolder and burn very lightly on one side. Put the meat on the other side and crack a beer and clear your afternoon. And that's a big part of what this cooking process is. There's easier ways than spending 8 hours cooking a rack of ribs some afternoon to make a meal for a Sunday dinner. But that's not the only reason you cook barbecue.
And you've created a nice excuse to just hang out and have a beer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's not necessarily easy. And I don't know if we really want it to be easy. Like, if you want to have the best ribs at your tailgate, yeah, it's going to take a little bit of hard work.
So we're going to go into your kitchen and do something, right?
Yeah, we're going to go in and we're going to talk about brisket.
Beautiful. Let's head in there.
Yeah. Is that cutting board around somewhere?
Yeah.
It already smells amazing in here. And I know it's, what is it, 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah, it's just all day, though. And you end up smelling like this all day, every day. We get our briskets from Aurora Farms. Awesome. Thank you.
Well, look at that. Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous piece of meat. You want to, you know, respect this gorgeous piece of meat and not screw it up. We want to maybe light seasoning and an understated smoke and really respect it over about a 14-hour cook for you guys
here?
Yeah,
it's about an hour a pound we're cooking.
Wow.
250 degrees.
So is your smoker going pretty much all the time?
About 24 hours a day. What's going to happen now is we're going to pull out. We open this up, I can show you what's happening here.
Anyone you want me to grab here, Andy?
I think anyone should be good. I mean,
oh my God, the smell coming out of this oven the is so delicious.
What you can see here is it's black, golden, brown. This is the caramelization, a deep, deep, deep caramelization. Salts and peppers and the smoke.
So Chris, what went on there in terms of the rub?
Andy got this beautiful bark and it's really almost only salt and pepper.
Wow.
That's really one of the hallmarks of one of the things you're looking for, like centrally as you're cooking a piece of brisket, is the appearance of the bark.
So yeah. You've got this dark bark, as you call it, but it's also the juices are coming out from the inside.
Yeah,
right?
Press even on that lean part of the flat, that is somewhat of a lean piece of meat. You can see the juices kind of bubbling up into the into the bark.
It's beautiful.
And it's I'm going to slice it here. What kind of accumulates as you process a dozen briskets or 20 briskets over a service is the little scraps on the side of the board. And these little burnt ends kind of accumulate. Some Kansas City restaurants just started giving them out as little snacks while people waited in line. And over time, it kind of developed and people said, you know what, that's the best part of the brisket.
I've heard these described as meat candy.
Everything that's great about a brisket or a piece of barbecue is super intensified in these burnt ends.
All right, I'm going to try one, okay?
Yeah, you should.
All right.
It's almost too much, right?
No, but it's delicious.
It's almost too smoky, almost too salty.
Not for me. It's great. But now, you wouldn't recommend this for the home cook, because this literally took an entire day in a smoker, right?
Not on your first project. I wouldn't recommend trying to cook a brisket for a big Sunday dinner when you've never cooked one before and you have 15 people coming over. Probably not the best time.
Yeah, but we would strongly suggest you try it.
Let me ask you about the sort of tradition of the regional tradition of this kind of cooking, because I think a lot of people would think of this kind of smoking meats as a southern tradition. Does it belong here in New England? By belong, I mean, is there a tradition here in New England to do this?
Texas-style barbecue, North Carolina-style barbecue, Kansas City barbecue. It's as red, white, and blue American as it gets. And one of the things that we kind of thought about was, can new styles of barbecue evolve?
In my opinion, it is the only true American cuisine.
Well, thanks for letting us taste this great American tradition.
Thanks for coming.
So that's Andy Husband, chef and owner of The Smoke Shop in Cambridge and co-author with Chris Hart of Pitmaster Recipes, Techniques, and Barbecue Wisdom. Chris Hart, Andy Husband, thank you both very much.
Thanks for coming.
All that meat and no potatoes just ain't right like green tomatoes.
And you can see some great pictures of that smoked brisket from our visit this morning and find recipes for Andy and Chris's 321 ribs at radioboston.org. And who knew that smoked burnt ends could be so good for breakfast? That's it for today. Radio Boston's a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
With me, most anything goes. I look in the pot, I'm fit to fight. 'Cause woman.